Welcome to Frequencies, a podcast focusing on the diversity of the arts and cultural sector across Europe and beyond. I'm Maya Weisinger with Culture Action Europe. Each episode of Frequencies highlights an artist, artwork, or cultural initiative that is focused on impacting and transforming communities. This week, we tap into the mind and heart of Rocío Nogales Moriel, the Executive Director of EMES International Research Network. As a sociologist specialized in culture, social innovation, and social enterprise, she guides us through the vision and actions of a network in Spain that is creating social transformation in communities through artistic and cultural exploration and experimentation. REAC, a network of spaces and agents of community culture, is an open assembly for dialogue and support between artists, community organizers, and cultural organizations. The members who make up the REAC network unite to safeguard community projects and try to provide answers to the endemic problems of the cultural sector. Much of their collective work as a network focuses on the precarity in the cultural sector, addressing issues such as restrictions on mobility, job insecurity, and lack of political commitment to arts and culture. One example of REAC's work is the anti-call. The idea began from questioning how calls for artistic or cultural projects make use of time, expectations, desire, and work from people who are already stretched thin, forcing them into competition between fellow artists. The anti-call disrupts this by calling for proposals that require people to work collaboratively towards a shared outcome. Rocío says that the projects that came out of this anti-call empowered artists to embrace the process of co-building together. Another program, called Tandem, is described as an experimental and democratic device. REAC implemented this artistic program to invite neighbors to share, play, and reflect on community culture. It starts by creating an artistic experience, such as theater, a musical performance, or a puppet show. Then dialogue is facilitated between the artists and community members. It brings together diverse groups of children and adults that makes visible the cultural fabric of their neighborhoods.
Hello, I'm Rocío Nogales, and I'm actually one of the members of the REAC. REAC is actually a network of community culture spaces and agents. In Spanish, is Red de Espacios y Agentes de la Cultura Comunitaria. At the beginning, it was the motivation or really what made us reach out to the other colleagues was this idea of mutual help or self-help and really to ensure that we were all right, that we were fine, and if there were resources that we could exchange and to support each other, that was really the aim. How you can characterize community culture, we always say that it's a kind of practice or cultural action that involves the community not only in the consumption, let's call it that way, phase, but that really takes into consideration communities as actors, as main actors who produce and also diffuse and demand culture. So it's really a culture that is made with, for, and in collaboration with communities.
Rocío also talks about how mutual care is an important aspect of her work. REAC has mostly been working digitally due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and only recently have members been able to start working face-to-face. The aspect of mutual care, she says, is often underestimated. It can allow for cultural agents to see each other not as competitors, but as colleagues, who are connected in helping each other reach shared goals of empowering communities. This is accomplished, says Rocío, through decentralization. From early on, REAC understood that in order for the power of civil society to emerge, the work has to take place in local, community-shared places. So, after 2 years of online meetings and work, members of REAC were finally able to assemble together in Toledo in February of 2022.
Búsqueda de equilibrio en la repartición de tareas de gestión dentro de mi compañía de teatro.
We gathered and we really wanted to hug each other in the sense of really putting a body, you know, and a smile and the look, not only in the computer, but really spending time and listening and breathing the same air with our colleagues. And you know that we had time to work, to plan, to evaluate, to debate. There was a lot of debate, and we're very happy about that because many things come up. And then we also had time to do some art. You know, it was beautiful. Yeah, we did a couple of happenings, let's call it that way, or performances. And we also had our political reivindication moment, because what we did in the end is that we read the manifesto out loud, chorally. So it was really, really beautiful in the main square of the city, which is really, it's filled with tourists and you know, people from Toledo having a drink or taking a walk. And we read this manifesto out loud in a festive mode. And it was such a moving moment. And the manifesto actually gathers some of the demands that the REAC works for. And I can summarize them very quickly. It has to do with the visibility of community culture. We need to ensure that we make community culture and its agents more visible as culture agents, but also as social agents, you know, and political agents. The second one has to do with ensuring the decentralization and the activation of territorial nodes across Spain. So really this idea of decentralization and the empowerment and the visibilization, it's very related, but the visibility of rural initiatives and rural agents. So we want to ensure that we avoid that urban centrism that in many cases, you know, also characterizes culture. The third one would definitely be fighting for the material conditions and the work conditions of community mm-hmm. culture agents. So we, as I said, you know, we do not remain in the, you know, wishful thinking world. We're very practical, and we know that material conditions are crucial to sustain lives and to sustain projects and initiatives and transformations in communities. The fourth one is more related with these political incidents, you know, with this political transformation that we want to bring about or to contribute to bringing about. And it's related as well with, you know, opening dialogue and exchange spaces with policymakers at all levels, and empowering the community culture agents to become a political interlocutors as well. I mean, we believe that if we combine all these, we can see a real change come through for community culture, which also means for communities, you know, for communities here in Spain.
As a poet herself, Rocío carries the importance of pairing artistic interventions with the strategic work of community culture. REAC developed an applied research report focusing on a diagnosis of community culture in Spain. The published report was accompanied with a poem written by Rocío and her colleague, Begoña Rius.
Estalla la llamada oculta del árbol. desde las raíces infinitas de los árboles hasta las ramas eternas que se elevan, dibujamos nuestro camino de belleza. Diagnóstico de savia fresca, viaje silencioso en las alturas, crecimiento colorido de personas hoja que manejan llamadas no imposibles. Componemos un diagrama de palabras, conectamos con un tiempo quebradizo, amasamos sed de movimientos, transformamos en cultura nuestros lazos.
Dibujamos capilaridades vivas en territorios no despoblados, sino que vaciaron, en ciudades que resisten con humanidad y generosidad, a pesar de los sablazos. Estas muchas cuantas hojarascas nos brindan la mullida guarida donde ponernos en guardia ante la peor crisis que se agazapa, mortífera, la del aislamiento, la soledad y la tristeza. Desde las raíces infinitas de los árboles hasta las ramas eternas que se elevan, dibujamos nuestro camino de belleza. Enlazadas ya, somos solo estallido puro de la llamada oculta del árbol.
I asked Rocío more about the conversation around transformation and community, especially as these same conversations are happening across different sectors. What exactly is the unique power that the cultural sector has, especially in relationship to this topic of community care?
Oof, that's a profound and at the same time very at hand response, you know? I mean, really, I feel like we've read articles, books, we've heard lectures and lectures about this topic, and I think that in the end, it's really about how culture is able to connect ourselves with others and with our own self. Now, this has always been the case, and I think, you know, you can talk about, you know, being transcendent, contributing to the common good, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that the current context is making it much more urgent because the situation of isolation, of precarization of lives in general. We talk a lot about the precarization of cultural workers and professionals, but it's the precarization of life in general that we are really facing. Then it became a much more, you know, how do we sustain this type of community culture that is, you know, under threat for several reasons? How do we make it more visible? How do we raise awareness about around community culture? And how can we create an exchange with policymakers and with other culture agents and citizenship in general?
For many years, Spain has been a country in Europe without a status of artists or cultural workers. Rayac is addressing this by leveraging the work they do to create mapping of community culture in Europe. They have been able to have conversations with ministries to contribute to creating this status of artists. Though they don't know what exactly will come of the process, Rocío says that even 3 years ago, this type of interaction seemed unimaginable. She attributes this to the ongoing push from communities to bring culture to the forefront of political decision-making.
What we are seeing at the level of communities, one is there is that there's so much knowledge, Maya, there's so much knowledge within communities, knowledge that unfortunately has been forgotten or sort of delegitimized, right? And in this local sort of endogenous knowledge has been disappearing little by little, but it was a precious knowledge about how to survive and activate ourselves as communities adapted to our specific territory. So mm-hmm. That's one of the things that we see, that knowledge is still there, and the memories of that knowledge are still there. So that's also the importance of culture in bringing out that knowledge and that memory, because it's directly linked with identity. The second one, I think because that knowledge is there and that need is there, politicians and policymakers need to learn to listen. I mean, there's a lot of listening to be done. And that, of course, I also pass the ball on to the agents themselves. It's, we also need to listen to each other and to ensure that we can work together, because we're not in competition. We know that we're all in the same boat and that this is going to be a rough sailing, right? We have rough winds coming our way and tides and thunderstorms, you know? So we better all listen and agree on what we want and how we want to get there. I mean, in the end, it's very basic, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that it's very basic, but this idea of listening and co-governing, I think that that would really be the shift. You know, it's not about, and me personally, and I'm a big believer in that it's not about opening or making accessible the culture or the places of culture to people, but it's ensuring that people can become agents of culture, not necessarily professional, but definitely agents of culture to change the reality in which they are. And policy making, it's all about ensuring that that happens.
How do you scale this work at the community level to a European level?
Europe has the capacity of facilitating many processes and ensuring that there are intermediaries that connect the different levels of action and consensus making. Because it's not only action, but it's really a sort of upgrading the consensus in the sense of upscaling. Like you need to ensure that you have a consensus coming from the bottom up, and that it is that consensus that is making its way through that is respected in the end, you know? So it is a key challenge for Europe, but I think that culture could be a facilitator for that.
What are some tangible ways that REAC wants to intervene within policy processes?
Our goal is not symbolic at all. I mean, one, we're doing it again and we're going to be sharing and everything, but then also we want to have an incidence in the way public contracts are written. You know, we want to at least propose and begin to imagine that this idea of collaboration and cooperation can be there before the idea of competition. And the reality is that if you have a pilot, if you have a project that proves that it works, it's much easier. You know, that's what I call the power of the pilot. So I think that if we have that, we're not talking about utopias anymore. You know, it's not a utopian way of thinking. No, we've done it. And it's worked. And we've done it with agents from all over the country, people who had never met before. And we did it.
Rocío sees that culture is starting to confirm itself as a different way to understand the economy. Most of the initiatives within the community culture field take the form of a social and solidarity economy. She says this is promising, adding that you cannot sustain an action over time if you don't have the material conditions to do so. Unfortunately, she says, in a traditional economic lens, there has not been a way to sustain the work of community culture. She believes that taking advantage of the resources in communities in order to support cultural initiatives has a lot of power.
It's only if we stay together and if we do things together also in culture that we will be able to learn new ways of organizing ourselves, organizing our societies. And I do hope that, you know, whatever we're able to bring up to EU policymakers, that they will be listening, really listening, not just saying, okay, so then here's another, you know, claim or another demand. No, no, I think that we are at a point that we don't have much time left to waste, you know? And these people are here giving it all and giving, you know, providing their own bodies, you know, to be here. So I really hope that they will listen.
Find out more about Reyak's work, as well as the English translation of Rocío and Begoña's poem, on the Culture Action Europe website. There, you can also read the contribution that Reyak, alongside other cultural agents in Spain, submitted to the Conference on the Future of Europe through Culture Action Europe's project, Amplify, Make the Future of Europe Yours. I'm Maya Weisinger. Thank you for joining, and we'll see you next time. Frequencies is a podcast that explores arts and cultural initiatives that seek to impact and transform communities near and far. Each episode features the work, voices, and experiences of artists and cultural workers across Europe and beyond. Frequencies, a production of Culture Action Europe, lives at the intersection of culture and politics by focusing on the power cultural practices and agents have in nurturing inclusive, open, diverse, fair, and democratic societies.